on satellites. Did you know that NASA has hundreds of these satellite balloons up in the air right now? I never knew these NASA satellites existed before Flat Earth. Have you seen them? Google and many other companies have fleets of these balloons as well. Look up Project Loon. The fact that NASA and its subsidiaries hardly discuss these so-called satellites was a huge proof for me, because it evinces a deliberate effort to conceal the fact that space satellites don't exist. The whitewash of these balloon satellites is evidence that they are lying about space satellites. These high-altitude balloons can carry 8,000 pounds and include telescopes, radar equipment, communications equipment, internet, etc. Here's one that almost killed some people. Finally, look at these actual NASA videos of satellites. They are manifestly fake. Look at this one.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. There was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning for the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
Can you, you can see my screen here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is called the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock App. The sky is the perfect clock. The sun keeps track of the hours and the days. Wherever the sun is, it's noon, right? The sun will lap the moon every 28 days. So if I speed it up, you'll see that the sun is going to catch up to the moon. The moon, its phases and its position keep track of the weeks and the months. There used to be 13 months of 28 days, but they hijacked that from us also, right? Slow it down, turn on the stars. The stars are spinning the same way from east to west, no matter where you are on Earth. And the stars are going slightly faster than the sun, to where the point where is they'll lap the sun once every 365 days. So right now, the sun is fading back into this constellation. Next month, it'll be in Capricorn. It'll fade back in there, and it'll go through all the zodiacs until it's back to where it is on this day next year, right? So the stars keep track of the seasons and the years.
Hi, my name is Bam Rebubic, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm going to be teaching you about Flat Earth. So first, we're going to start off with gravity. Gravity is a theory, not a fact. Mass attracting mass never been proven properly. This happened in 1666. An apple fell on Isaac Newton's head. It must have been a big apple for him to believe in gravity. Gravity is fake because density and EMF are making things drop, not gravity. There is iodine salt in this cup and no iodine salt in the other cup. There is 2 cups of water, with an egg. One with iodine salt, with no iodine salt. This one has iodine salt, and it has electricity because the electricity is pushing the egg up. On the other one, it has no electricity in it because the egg is denser than the water. Density and surrounding medium with EMF. That stands for electromagnetic frequency. If gravity can't be proven and Earth is 70% water, we know water stays level, then 70% of Earth is level. Now we are going to move on to the globe and our flat Earth. So say there's a boat just cruising on the bottom of the Earth. It would fall into space, and space is fake. If space was real, stars would have parallax, but they don't. So it would just fall into space. And this is for anything that can't go upside down. If people believe that the Earth is round, people don't walk upside down. Same with a boat. It doesn't sail upside down. They think this is true on that. Well, no, it is not. This is our true flat Earth. And the thing around it is the firmament. I'm going to tell you how the firmament is real. The firmament is real because air pressure has to be contained, just like in a tire. Now we are going to move on to seasons and the sun. The spinning ball globe believers say that the sun is 93 million miles away. The globe depends on parallel rays for the seasons. All you have to do is use your God-given eyes to see we have crepuscular rays from the sun. Crepuscular rays proves we have a local sun. That proves everything about seasons and the sun. Now we are going to move on to a sun, moon, and Earth depiction. The sun is shining on the moon and the moon is shining on the Earth. Why is it not shining its temperature on Earth? Well, me and my dad did an experiment one night on a full moon, and we used a laser thermometer to check the moon's light and its shadow. The moon's light was colder than its shadow, so that proves the light is colder than its shadow, and proves that the moon has its own light. The sun is not reflecting its light on the moon. The moon has its own light. Thank you for watching my Flat Earth presentation. I hope you guys liked it. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Just remember, the truth does not fear investigation. Thank you for watching. Bye.
In honor of Artemis 1, I'm going to need 60 seconds of your time. You really think these guys are going to the moon? That's the moon. I think they missed. Literally, just in case anybody has forgotten, Wernher von Braun, the father of NASA, put Psalms 19:1 on his headstone. A Bible verse that talks about the firmament. The irony, right? Also, if you think about it, you could rearrange those numbers and get 9/11. In honor of Artemis 1, I really hope we get some more poses like this, NASA. You guys know about that $1,000 Illuminati card game? You know, if I landed on the moon, man, would I be freaking out. I would be ecstatic. Look at these guys. Right after the moon landing. If the sun was the only light casting shadows, there would only be one angle of shadows, guys.
Pilot?
Hi.
How long have you been flying for?
For Delta, 21 years, but maybe like 30-something.
I want to know, because they say the pilots know a lot. Do you think the Earth is flat or no?
I know it's flat.
You know it's flat? How long have you been flying for, you said?
Over 30 years.
And when you tell people that, do they think you're like crazy or no?
Only one person.
Only one person?
Yeah, you're recording me.
The sun down here, I've got Mercury represented in this first orbit, and it supposedly orbits somewhere around 43 million miles at its maximum. And then you have Venus over here at 67 million miles in the second orbit from the Sun. And of course, we've got the blue marble. We've got Earth up here in the third orbit, going around the Sun at 66,000 miles an hour, supposedly at a distance of 93 million miles from the Sun. Okay, and in the meantime, we're spinning around here, okay? Right now, the reason I got the light, I just wanted to cast a strong enough shadow. So you see, this would be daytime on this side, and it's nighttime on this side, the dark side. Okay, so I get thinking, we are out here looking this way. We're looking out that way. I want to knock the Earth out of its orbit. But we are looking this direction, toward the darkness in our sky. Okay, now the question is, why can I see Venus at all? If Venus is rotating down here in its second orbit, we're in the third orbit, but we are facing away from Venus right now. How come I can see it in the sky? I mean, it might be up here, wherever, but it's still maintaining this circular distance in here inside the orbit, on the inside orbit between Earth and Sun. So why am I able to see Venus on the dark side of Earth right now? It would have to be out here to enable it to be seen. It'd have to be catching the light from the Sun and being able to be seen here. If it's where we are told it is located, we would not be able to see it in our night sky right now.
So where is the edge?
Who's to say that there is an edge, and why assume there is one? Is it because when we are introduced to the idea of a flat Earth, it's always depicted like this? In the currently most accepted model, Antarctica is not a continent, but a 360-degree landmass made up of ice that holds the oceans within. When we look at a Gleason's map from 1892 that states at the top that it's scientifically and practically correct, as is. We see this Antarctic ice rim. The Gleason's map is basically an azimuthal equidistant projection, which can be traced back to the year 1000. The AE map is also an official map of the United States Geological Survey, the USGS, and the official logo for the United Nations. The oldest known globe in the world is from 1492. This is something you need to keep in mind because many people argue that the azimuthal equidistant map is just a flattened out version of the globe, when in fact the globe is just a rounded version of this true world flat map. If the flat map came first and it has the ability to convert into a globe without any problems whatsoever, then that should tell you a little bit about how this globe deception was achieved. Now, back to if there is an edge or not. There is no proof that there is an edge past the Antarctic ice wall, but it is speculated by many that perhaps the plane that we live on is either extremely expansive or it's possibly endless. In these two scenarios, it would be logically assumed that more land is being hidden from the general public.
Is Antarctica a continent? Or is it an ice wall encompassing the level Earth that we live on, containing the water? Because water always needs a container. It always lays level, dude.
Like, everybody knows this, right? Water on a lake, water in the sea, water in the pool. Let's see, level at the top. It's all level, okay? And then you've got this. Like, big problems, guys. No container and no level water on this curved oblate, spheroid, ellipsoid, pear, or whatever you guys believe it is. And by the way, this is CGI. This isn't a photograph. This is an image produced from a computer. Big difference, guys. Big difference. But anyway, if you didn't know, we don't have a working flat Earth model because one, we're not allowed to go to the North Pole, and two, we're not allowed to go past the 60th south latitude right here. And you can see the maximum penalty down here in the red box. I know some of you guys are real thick. You really want a spoon fed to you. This is the Antarctic Treaty. The provisions of the present treaty shall apply to the area south of the 60th south latitude, including all ice shelves. Keep reading if you please. Also, is there a dome out there? The firmament? Dome? Valkyrie Dome? Dome Argus? Dome A? Dome C? I have no idea if there's a dome. Again, we're not allowed to go out there. But do you guys know who Captain Cook is? And you probably haven't heard about James Clark Ross, because the indoctrination camps we all went through, that we call public school, definitely didn't teach me about him. They circumnavigated the Antarctic Wall. It took them 3 to 4 years on a boat. And they tracked 60,000 miles. And again, this thing's supposed to only have a shoreline of 11 to 12,000. How did they manage to go 60? Why would they lie to us? Do you know how much resources could be out here? Oil, fish, food? Maybe they're not being ran by pedophiles? I don't know. NASA stands for Not a Space Agency. Just a bunch of gatekeepers, guys. Just a bunch of gatekeepers. And before you say, dude, you can go to Antarctica. You can pay to go there on a trip, man. $13,000 to do this. And look at this. This is where they're taking you. Go around Little Island. Look at it from the bigger picture, guys. But don't just blindly believe me. I'm just a guy on TikTok. You should definitely do your own research.
Earth might be bigger than we thought. For years, people have debated over the shape of the Earth, if it is round or flat. Now, this might just all be a conspiracy, but what if the Earth had more than just 7 continents? And Antarctica was just a giant ice wall that kept us from seeing the rest of the continents? What if once you made it past the ice wall, you'll find the 20 continents that are really being hidden from us? And what if there was a map that showed this? There are theories that these continents contain prehistoric animals, aliens, and advanced civilizations, and that the 7 continents that we are living in is actually a giant farm or business owned by a small handful of families that make up the filthy rich in the real world, or in the other continents that we don't know about.
The body of Lake Michigan is 574 feet above sea level, and it's level. There's no change in elevation, there's no curve. This cross-section shows what an undisturbed body of water looks like, and that's level. We know that to be true. There's three properties of liquids. They have mass, they take up space, and they always take the shape of their container.
The physics of water is to find and maintain level. So if it's in a cup, to this lake behind me, to the seas, to the oceans, that's why I call it sea level, because it's flat and level. No matter who tries to sell you the idea that water's curving over a ball, it's just not happening. That's the number one proof right there, just water alone. Water alone proves that the Earth is flat. Because water always finds and maintains level, period. Water does not curve. In its temporary state, it's finding its level. Once it hits the ground and finds its level, it remains level.
I never even thought of the idea of water maintaining its level. And that alone, just like mind-blowing. Like, absolutely, water has to maintain its level. Like, it's always, if it's calm and there's nothing going on, you know, it's, you look at a lake, it's just chilling flat. It has to be. It can't curve.
There's nothing you can say or do to ever show water bending or curving. Water needs to be contained. No matter what you do, it's going to remain level.
The Flat Earth proves beyond a shadow of a doubt the existence of intelligent design, a creator. And we are all important in the center of the universe.
Yes, it is absolutely imperative that we know that there is a creator, that the sun, moon, and stars revolve around us, that we have a purpose. We are at the center of the universe. I didn't become a millionaire until I realized I was at the center of the universe. Now I have a purpose.
Once you understand that you are at the center of creation, everything changes. And basically we're unplugging from the matrix. We're unplugging from the heliocentric system. And when you do that, the rulers of this world, you unplug from them. You stop feeding them what they need. They want your fear energy. They want your labor. They want everything from you. And people unknowingly just keep giving it to them.
I don't want my children to be lied to. And I don't want my grandchildren to be lied to either. So if this is going to stop, it starts with you and I.
You know, they inherit all this stuff. You go to school and they teach you. When I was in grad school, man, I was shocked that most people, most of my classmates, were not really interested in learning. They were interested in passing the class.
On the one side, tens and tens of scientists proven that the Earth is stationary and we have nothing on the globe side, so the Earth is stationary.
No one thinks how easy it is to do this, and they pulled it off, unfortunately. But we're here now to completely reverse this, and people hate on us from the left and from the right. Everyone hates on us. Shut up with your flat earth stuff. It's not important. It's the most important thing. It opens the door for everything else. You want to know the truth? You have to know where you live.